Good things sometimes come in small packages. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new collections of interrelated stories from the beaches and hills of Southern California to the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma and small-town Texas. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Remember Emma Klein's smash debut, The Girls, a coming-of-age novel that was also a fictional take on the Manson family? We covered it on the very first Weekly Reader back in February 2017. While in general her new collection of stories, Daddy, is quite different than The Girls, I did see a few connections. For one, Southern California settings, which Klein does beautifully. Also, most of the stories in Daddy revolve around an unsavory male character, though these fellows are more washed up than menacing. There's a Me Too book editor, an aging film director, a disgraced celebrity chef, a surly businessman traveling to pick up his son who's been kicked out of prep school. Like The Girls, two of the stories deal with the power structure of female friendships. A story with the excellent title Marian first brought Klein into the public eye, winning the Plimpton Prize from the Paris Review the same year she finished the manuscript of The Girls. Here, an 11 and a 13-year-old are running loose at the family ranch, the older girl plunging down every possible path out of childhood, the younger eager to follow. Another story is called A/S/L. This means age, sex, location, and is used in sex-oriented chat rooms. ASL is set at a luxury prehab, like rehab, but with not as many rules, where the main character has been sent to keep her out of said chat rooms. She and her roommate attempt to fight the exquisitely curated boredom. Quote, Allie and Thora watched a Ken Burns documentary about national parks. This alone seemed to take years off their lives. As Brandon Taylor wrote in a rave in the New York Times, Klein is an astonishingly gifted stylist, but it is her piercing understanding of modern humiliation that makes these stories vibrate with life. Crooked Hallelujah by Kelly Jo Ford is a novel in stories that travels between the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma and tiny Bonita, Texas, following the fierce bond of love between Justine and Renee, the daughter she bore at 15. From eyeliner and arguments to gunfire and hurricanes, Ford's debut brilliantly conveys a world. The point of view shifts primarily between Justine and Renee, following them from 1974 to the near future. We also meet Renee's grandmother, Lula, who's deeply involved with her church, and Jack, Renee's supervisor at the Dairy Queen. At first, Jack seems like he could be a creepy older man, but he's actually a benefactor who sees Renee's potential. A few stories center on a lesbian couple and their young, mentally challenged neighbor, and everything is working its way toward a very biblical weather event. As my hero Dwight Garner put it in the New York Times, this book reads like a series of acoustic songs recorded on a single microphone in a bare room with a carpet. There are times when you might wish for more boldness, but she never puts a wrong foot. The author is a member of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma, and the window she gives us into its matrilineal culture and the range of immovable opposing forces Cherokee women must contend with is riveting and important.
The books are Daddy by Emma Klein and Crooked Hallelujah by Kelly Jo Ford. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader or at WIPR Podcast Central. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.